Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Glenn Yopis is here, too. Glenn is the founder of Glenn Yopis, and I guess I didn't say it exactly right. Anyway, Glenn, welcome to the show, and give us the name of your company again, please.
It's Glenn Yopis and Associates, Jim.
And Associates. I didn't get the last part right. Welcome to the show, Glenn. How you doing?
Very good. It's great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Glenn, one of the things that you do is you work with companies all over the place, helping them understand the proper way to grow their businesses. And as you know, you may have heard me say this earlier, it's awfully easy to start a small business. Growing one successfully, that's when the hard part comes in, doesn't it?
It sure is. But it's interesting, Jim. I think people have a tendency to want to complicate the development of new businesses. And you know, the things that we really like to focus on is keeping it simple, focusing on the basic blocking and tackling. But if and in any part of the process, it's really creating that point of difference through branding. And that's one area that we really like to focus on.
Well, branding is very important. And one of the things we say here on the show, Glenn, is that everybody in business has a brand. The question is, who defines it? Is it going to be you? Is it going to be your customers? Or worse, your competitors?
Well, it's interesting because if you're out to have a long-term business and create sustainability in the market, for a small business, it's very important that they define the brand and they define it through innovation, but more importantly, that they define it by creating a niche and within underdeveloped segments in the market. I mean, as you know, Jim, the large players are looking to satisfy Wall Street, and they're in the market to increase stock values. And for small businesses, it's a different mindset. For many of them, it's just their ability to maintain their cash flow. So in this day and age where we're finding that the marketplace is dominated by large juggernaut companies, you know, we find that the most strategic way to go to market is by creating a brand that fulfills a niche that's been underdeveloped, those that aren't captured by large companies.
Well, you know, you said something a minute ago that's one of my pet peeves of what's going on right now, and that is companies that don't really understand who their real customers are. They think that their shareholders are their customers.
That's right.
Shareholders are not their customers. Their shareholders are who they're indebted to. I agree with that, and they need to keep their shareholders happy. But the way to a shareholder's heart is through your customer. And they don't get that a lot of times, do they?
You know what? You're exactly right. And I think that there's two things that have happened. Number one, you find that either the customer is either controlling your business or your customer is being ignored. And, you know, inside of a boardroom, it's very easy for people in a large company to determine what they deem to be the right go-to-market strategies. But that's the difference between a large and small company. A small company really nurtures and grows with customers, and that's a real key in small businesses, is you really know a smart small business when they are focused on a core nucleus of customers and grow their business organically with those customers and stay focused on them until they've established a niche and position in the market.
Well, that's exactly right, I'll tell you what, the world would be a better place, in my opinion, and the marketplace would be much richer and much more fun if more of the big companies, if the big companies would tell the analyst on Wall Street, tell you what, I'll give you a call when I want to report something to you. You can pick up our stuff, you know, our records, our quarterlies. You can get that if you want to. But you know what? I got customers to take care of, and you're not one of them.
Isn't that the truth?
What do we have to do to make that happen, you think? Is that too naive to think that a CEO out there of a major corporation might do that?
Well, it's interesting. I think that the CEOs are realizing that to be successful, they need to start personally getting involved with the business. I mean, as you know, CEOs spend more time dealing with the media and looking at ways to overcome market criticisms in Wall Street, where what they need to do is roll up their sleeves and get out in the market. I mean, I had one of my mentors always told me that regardless of how large an organization gets that you lead, you must always roll up your sleeves and get involved in the marketplace. And I think until that happens, we're going to continue to see large companies, unfortunately, grow through acquisition and not grow organically. And so,
Glenn, there are small business owners listening right now who are saying, well, you know, he's not talking about us. We're not like that. We don't have to make Wall Street happy. But here's how it manifests in a small business. I'd like to get your thoughts on this.
Sure.
And that is, we don't have to worry about the stock analysts. But what we wind up doing, which results in, it manifests exactly the same way in terms of dysfunction, in terms of failure to execute. We focus on too much on our competitors and not enough on our customers. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. I think that the market has changed to a point where people are fearing the competitor instead of focusing on the vision of their company and creating those points of difference. It's interesting. I have a little case study to share with you. My company has worked with a small food company who tried to create a niche in the marketplace, and if you can believe it, we formed a strategy that focused on one of the most powerful retailers in America, that being Costco Wholesale.
Right.
And you know that a product was designed specifically for Costco, and over the course of the first 6 months of that company's business, that company generated an incremental $500,000 in sales, but also established a credibility relationship with Costco, and now Costco is one of their what we call innovation customers, where they can approach Costco, create exclusive products for them, and now they're able to leverage that relationship into introducing those products across a broader spectrum.
And so what they did was what I've been talking to my audience about for years now, and that is, don't be a vendor to your customers, be an integrated partner, be a vendor partner to them.
Jim, that is really the name of the game today, and that's where small business owners really need to be cognizant and confident of creating and feeling good about the point of difference that they have in the market. Today, I'm finding that more and more customers want to work with the small companies because they're the only ones left that are willing to share innovation.
Well, and we now have the technical capability to actually perform on their level and to dovetail with their operation. Lynn, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Glenn Upees. And let me spell his last name for you. It doesn't spell like it sounds. It spells L-L-O-U-P-I-S. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us. All the roof is peaceful as can be. Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter if you haven't already, and check out our blog, our archives, the articles. You can find my books there, and as well as the books of our Brain Trust members, which obviously you can also find the Brain Trust members there too. And a lot of good resources there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I believe that there's hardly any small business issue that you might work on today that you can't find an article or an archive where we've written about it or we've talked about it on the show that you can go back and take advantage of and use it to your advantage and maybe get your question answered and get that perspective in front of you so you can do a better job. Glenn Upees is with us, ladies and gentlemen, and I misspelled his name a minute ago. It's L-L-O-P-I-S. L-L-O-P-I-S, Glenn Upees. And Glenn, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www.glenn, G-L-E-N-N, Upees, L-L-O-P-I-S.com.
All right. So check that out when you get a chance. And tell us what we'll find when we get to your website, Glenn.
Well, essentially what you'll find and what we really focus on is the elements that shape today's global market leaders. And so you'll get some really good tidbits on what the differences are between the old world demand drivers versus the new world demand drivers that really drive success with small business growth.
Talk to us about some of those old world, new world demand drivers.
Sure. Well, essentially, we've reached a point in the market where everything's a global market. I mean, even here in the United States, you'll find just the ethnicity and diversity changes. And with that come changes in how products and services are developed, Jim. And what we find is that the old world demand drivers are those that really focus on the status quo, those that focus on doing it the way that we've done it for years. And the new world demand drivers really focus on investing in effective change management, really extending the scope of go-to-market strategies that are concurrent with the global market and the global market consumer, the importance of cultural diversity as an asset, and focusing on long-term
cultural diversity as a best practice, not just because it's the right thing to do, but it's a business best practice, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, nowadays, small businesses, and this is one that I believe is a real strong opportunity for small businesses, Jim, is when you can create and carve a niche with products and services that really target and focus on a cultural diversity base. I mean, today we see the explosion of the Hispanic market unfold, but also the Middle Eastern markets and Asian market populations are growing at record highs. So to be able to design products and services that meet those particular cultural needs is really, really key in today's market.
Right. Another thing that you talk about a lot, Glenn, is making sure that you've cultivated your marketplace properly. You talk about planting seeds. Give us some ideas about what you mean.
Well, first of all, I think it's fair to say that most companies, that being large companies and middle market companies, are in a state of denial that they can continue to utilize these old world best practices in a marketplace where the new world demand drivers are of necessity. And you know, planting the seeds for small businesses is yet another point of difference that a small business operation has versus a large company. Well, what do we mean by that? Well, small business operators clearly have the resources of innovation in that they're always thinking of new things to do in the market. And as we discussed earlier, that ability to partner with a customer and utilize that customer as a market platform for new products and new ideas, to be able to do that with a group of customers and plant concepts and innovations with each of those customers and almost utilize each of those customers as a project plan to launch a new product. We call that planting the seeds because we know that over time, whether that be 3 months, 6, or an 18-month cycle, one of those seeds is going to grow. And
you
with
think,
the growth of one of those
business
seeds...
Business owners have a hard time thinking about the projects they're working on as a seed. Do you think we spend too much time imagining the fruit and not enough time, paying attention to the seed?
It's so interesting because I call that the process. As small business owners, we need to be patient. And I think by planting those seeds, as we see each of them start to take shape and we start to see their roots, we start to see success. And that's part of the hope process for a small business owner, is watching things evolve over time. And that's why I've always been very, very adamant about not shooting from the hip and being able to embrace the process of success.
Right. Well, and I think that's such a smart thing for you to say to us today, Glenn, because, too many times we get so caught up in the project we're working on right now, or the product that we have right now, we don't realize that that product's not going to last forever. And if we haven't planted some seeds for the future products simultaneously with harvesting the ones that we have right now, we're going to get way behind one of these days.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, when it comes to planting seeds, we all, as small business owners, need to recognize that we have the ability to create intellectual capital and intellectual property that, even if it doesn't sprout to its final product, can be used in another form in the development of an extended product or service.
And that's a topic we need to talk about next time you join us, Glenn.
Oh, we'd love to.
We got to wrap it up. Give us your website again, please.
It's www.glennyopis.com.
All right, check that out when you get a chance. Thanks, Glenn, for being here today. We'll see you next time.
Jim, it's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks. Quick break, right back with David Dossie. We're going to talk about intellectual property.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.